Tremendous decision by you to join in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics today, because we are talking offensive line with one of the best offensive line coaches in the National Football League, Frank Pollock, coming to you from our outstanding studios as always. And Frank covers everything about offensive line play, adjustments during the course of a game, why adjustments take place during the course of the football game, what his expectations are of the Cincinnati Bengals offensive line. Man, Frank Pollock, I could listen to him all day long. And he gives us a nice little clinic about O-line play. You're going to like it. Welcome once again to In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics, and coming to you from our studios as always. And we've got a special guest, an extremely special guest, offensive line coach, run game coordinator with the Cincinnati Bengals, played 8 years in the National Football League. I want to make sure I get the number right. Super Bowl 29 champion with the 49ers, played with the 49ers and the Broncos. None other than the great Frank Pollock. Appreciate you, sir.
Appreciate you. Thanks for having me in again.
So, Cincinnati Bengals offensive line. Everybody's excited, man. Everybody's excited. You got to be. I mean, is this the deepest and probably best overall group you've had since you've been here in Cincinnati, sir?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that statement. We got a lot of guys who've got good playing experience, and you're going to need depth. It's just the nature of the beast, and I'd say that's somewhat a little bit of a luxury too, having the depth that we have now with some of the experience in the same system as well. Really, we've really got one new guy, Orlando, from a veteran standpoint, and one new rookie, a free agent. So the rest of the room has been in the system, and that's huge, really huge for us.
Orlando, in conversations I've had with him, he said, man, it's so easy to learn this system. He said, Frank's system is great. You know, he's obviously, like you said, he's got NFL experience, but he said, you know, everything makes sense. A lot of the things look the same, but they're different. He goes, man, it's just a pleasure to really dive into this and get to understand what they're doing and how they're attacking people. I mean, that's pretty high praise coming from a damn good player.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I'd say I contributed to the system. I wouldn't say it's my system. It's Zach's and Brian's system that I've contributed to, and really enjoyed that process. And like all offenses in the NFL, your number one job is to make everything look the same to the defense. We're talking mixed downs, first and second down.
Yep.
And if you can do that and blend that and have a variety of schemes to attack the defense and create advantages for you on offense, then they're always on their heels and they can't get any tips or tells. And we really spent quite a bit this offseason trying to marry that as we kind of went through the season last year, modifying and adjusting some of our offense. And this offseason, we kind of mirrored it up and tied it in a nice, neat bow and a nice, complete package.
Yeah, last year it seemed like midseason, maybe a little bit beyond midseason, I mean, it really clicked. I mean, and I know you made an adjustment in your run game package. I mean, what you did in the running game to introduce that change when you did was, man, just so timely. And the guys really responded well to that gap, you know, pin and pull stuff you had going on. That was a big deal. That was a big, big factor in the success of the football team, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really, the credit goes to the veterans in the room that were able to handle that adjustment. And then we just added to it every week and built out and added more to that system. And I mean, we want our offense to go through Burrow. I mean, he's an extreme rare talent. And when you can do that with his command on the field and the overall offense, I mean, it just makes us just more of a potent system. So we're excited about where we're at, where we're going.
There's no question about it. Everybody, you know, I guess if you were to look offensively, where all eyes are going to be when training camp opens up now is at that right tackle position. You've got a real strong competition going on. I mean, how many guys are in the hunt, Coach? I mean, is it a handful of guys? Is it that many guys that are in the hunt for an opportunity at that right tackle spot?
Yeah, I mean, it's a handful of guys. It's all the names everyone's talking about. You got Jonah, you got LC when he's healthy, you got Carmen bound there. We brought in Cody Ford to also be a part of that competition. And we got a number of other guys on the roster that I'm not discounting either. But those first names will get the bulk of the reps. But like I tell everybody, you're always competing no matter where you're at in practice and what rotation you are in practice. You're showing what you can do. And you're always competing to improve your role on the team. I mean, that's just the nature of the NFL. Competition is going to be great for us, especially in our room. It's going to bring out the best of us. And like I said, it just adds to the depth piece that we have that we're really excited about.
Jackson Kirkland, you got as a college free agent. Injuries probably were the biggest reason that he wasn't drafted. But, I mean, he looks the part now. Geez, 6'7", close to 330 pounds. He passes the eyeball test, Coach. Whew.
Yeah, he's looked good in his underwear and out there on the grass. We don't have the pads on, but I don't expect him to disappear when we put the pads on. He's a mountain of a man. And he's shown that he's got great football, a football mind. He retains and learns well. He's quick to make corrections. He's very coachable. And he's been a lot more quick and nimble with some flexibility and bend that I was anticipating for being such a big man. So I'm really excited about him. I've been nothing but impressed with how he's handled himself and assimilated himself in the rooms being a rookie. He's carried himself as a guy that's been in the league already for a year or two, you know, not just his first, you know, his first rodeo.
In today's NFL, teams don't go back to ground zero. You know, it's like, and you guys have been together for a while. Coaching staff's all been pretty much together for the duration. You have a lot of players that have been there for a good period of time with you. And it's like new guys, whether it be a veteran free agent or a college rookie drafted or college free agent signing, it's up to them to get up to speed with everybody else. You're not going to bring the train back to them. They got to go catch the train. Are guys doing that for you?
Yeah, they've done a nice job. Like I said before, that we really only have two new guys in the room.
Yep.
One very accomplished veteran and one young rookie who's also been impressive from a mental standpoint on learning. And we put the pressure on them. I mean, I kind of tell them right away, it's like at the end of the day, it's your job to learn who from an assignment standpoint. I mean, my 12-year-old son can memorize his blocking assignments on those pictures. But my job is at the end of the day is to teach you how and the adjustments and what to anticipate. But we'll go through the who early, but it goes fast. And we start getting into all the other things. You got to talk about all the adjustments that come. The defense never stands still. They never give you a vanilla look. They get paid too. So you got to really spend your time coaching up on all those adjustments to accelerate your unit's ability to adjust and adapt live during games. And because, you know, you're not going to always get what you thought. That's just kind of typical on game day in the NFL. So
seems like, too, you have a lot of guys, Coach, that are intelligent and then also football intelligent. And it's like, okay, not just tunnel vision, like you said, memorize my assignment. I'm not going to just tunnel. I want to know why, you know, and it's like now you look at the big picture and now you understand why. So then it's easier to not make a mistake because you know why the coaches are asking you to do what you're supposed to do. I mean, when you start to get to that level, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, we're real big on that in my room, teaching them the why. Great verse from the Bible about giving a man a fish, feed a man a fish, or teaching a man the fish so he can feed himself for a lifetime. So, I mean, it's professional football, especially offensive line position, those guys got to solve problems on the field, the middle of long drives. We're not out there on the field, and you only have a quick turnaround between series. So the faster those guys can solve problems, the better off that you're going to be. And then understanding the why and then why we're doing this, how does this fit in our offense? How do you fit into this scheme at this position? And guys knowing just more than one. We make guys learn two positions. You're going to have a primary position, let's say guard in a secondary position. Maybe you go down in the center or out the tackle, or so everyone's got to know that. So you're going to be able to better relate to the guy you're playing next to and understanding the whys, so you can solve problems. At the end of the day, it's solving problems. I got to set those guys up for success mentally to solve problems, and then we can't hold their hand on game day. So that's huge for us when you got guys who have not only the ability to learn, but just also have an understanding of football when they come in. So guys that have been with the system are constantly learning new nuances of our scheme, taking it up to the next level. Hey, when we're working, when you hear this certain motion, it's a jet sweep motion. Is it coming to the play or away from the play? And then what's that going to affect on the second level? And we use in our system a lot of variety of words that help them understand. We anticipate the defense to adjust a certain way, so we have to readjust our ID. These three plays might all be identical based on the front and coverage the defense presents, but based on what we're doing, we're forcing them to move, that we know how they should adjust, that we're going to make our ID adjust with it pre-snap. So that's what I like to tell the players as coaches. We play chess on Monday and Tuesdays late at night as we game plan, and we really want them to just play checkers. You got to think a little bit and play checkers, but it's not as complex as chess. So I don't want those guys using that muscle between their ears, slowing them down while they're really in the league. It's the rest of their muscles in their body and what they can do athletically. Don't want them slowing down, thinking too much. Play fast and react and trust your training, and then you'll get where you need to be.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, my first line coach was, and the game is so much more sophisticated and different than back in 1974, but his whole thing was that. But you're talking about Coach, then he's like, you know what, too, man? He goes, I hate defensive linemen. I just hate them. Hate them by nature, you know? And he says, what I want to see you do, I don't want to see anybody counterpunching. I want to see you guys punch. He's like, make them counterpunch you. You know, it's like, he was something. But it's all true. I mean, it's all a big factor. There are no two ways about it. I do appreciate how, you know, your group, when they come off the field during a game, Coach, I always love watching it. You know, they come off the field and you guys all get together and sit down and start hashing things through. And I almost kind of like throwback, put myself in that situation. I wonder what they're thinking about now. What was the defense doing? They weren't really thinking they were going to do, or is it like the greatest ones were when we come off, maybe we got them, man. We're kicking their butts. Those are the great little sessions on the bench and the sideline. But you got a lot of smart guys. I bet the feedback, the information that you get is pretty trustworthy when they come off that field, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, that's part of them learning and understanding our system, just outside of just their little window, their box, or just their position, but understanding the whys, so we can have that dialogue and make those adjustments. You got to make adjustments fast in this game. Like it's changed a lot, even from when I was a player, how the defenses and the sophistication of their coverages that they adjust to, and the pressures, and even how they're playing their fronts and the technique or the movement they're doing. To have players who can come off and tell you that they see it and they understand how it's impacting what we're trying to do, we can have good dialogue on, we need to make this adjustment. And it might be something as subtle as, we were leaving this guy soloed up, but because of this shade or the way this guy's playing, we're now going to combo the guard with the center and not with the tackle. Or it might be, hey, this particular run in my responsibility, it's not good. This is not good with what we're getting from them. This is not what we anticipated. So we're out. We're out of this run. And now we got to go to an adjustment, whether I got another run or two on the list that's better, or maybe we just draw something and come from scratch based on what we've already practiced all offseason in training camp. But hey, we're going to go to this play. You guys remember this wasn't in the game plan, and we're refreshing everybody on the sideline. So that feedback's huge, and having guys who understand that and can actually give it to you what they see. Some guys can't. Some guys, you know, they're not sure, and they're still good players, you know. But so that's we have a few guys on our line that understand it and see it, and then can talk about it. Like I tell them all the time, you guys got the best seat in the house, not me. You're out there doing it. So in the middle of a drive, you got to make the adjustment. Make the adjustment. Pull the trigger. I trust you. That's what you guys are trained to do. And when we come back on the sideline, we'll talk about it, and we'll look at the pictures. I'll get confirmation from guys up in the box, And I might say, hey, great job with that adjustment. Let's keep that up. Or, hey, let's not make that adjustment yet. I think this is what really occurred. Let's keep with it. But if it happens again, then let's go right back to that adjustment that you guys did. So it's those kind of conversations. And as you know, too, now, Lap, it gets a little emotional down there at times, too, when you get the ebbs and flows of the game, good and bad. And you love it when guys are fired up because we're kicking their ass. But right. The defense now, they're on the sideline making adjustments too. So you got to, like, let's keep our even keel here and keep our focus, because they're going to be changing, because they're not going to just sit back and let us continue to kick their ass. They're going to do something different. So that's the ebbs and flows of the game. That's the fun stuff that goes on game day for coaches. And then really at the end of the day, that's what your job is, to prepare those guys during the week to be able to make all those adjustments and execute.
I remember Tiger too, his big thing was, don't come to the sideline and lie to me. Damn it. You know, it's like, you're coming to the sideline and telling me the guy's lined up here and doing this. Well, hell, it's you. It's not him. Your technique's terrible. You're letting him whip your tail. Don't come to the sideline and lie, son. Then I can't trust you. If I can't trust you, I ain't playing you, you know? And that's all true though. You know, it's like, You got to give good information, man. As soon as you don't, it's over. I mean, yeah. It's easy to find out if you're speaking truth or not. That's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to show up on film the next day. So, that's a little bit, what I like to call the art of coaching, which guys, one that, you know, that they're going to give you honest feedback, but also how you interact with those guys. So they do give you honest feedback, even if it's telling you, coach, I screwed up on that play. They feel good about it, that you're not going to just, you know, go off the handle. So there's a time and place. You can't just be a screamer to be a screamer and get on a guy. There's some guys that, you know, hey, you're going to get beat. I mean, the other side of the line of scrimmage is pretty damn good too. They get paid. So, you know, well, let's fix it. So you got to be honest with your feedback. And maybe they think they screwed up. I'm going to tell them, no, it wasn't you. It was the guard tripped you or something like that. You didn't, right. It's all about, you got to be professionally honest with each other. And that just goes back to the relationship that you have with the guys and that art of coaching notion that I mentioned.
Dave Lapham here. And every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard, like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team. Opportunity knocking.